We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Sandra Birchmore, she was the 12-year-old police explorer student who had her parents die, her grandmother die, living in just a really tough spot in life, looking for some guidance, looking for some direction. And yeah, she found it in the Police Explorer program. Unfortunately, it was the Police Explorer program over in Stoughton, Massachusetts, right over there in Karen Reed country. And the officers that she was matched up with that were leading it, the Farwell brothers, which, well, one of them has now been charged and had been grooming her since she was 12 years old. But that's not to stop brotherly love later, where apparently they kind of passed her around in a real sick way. And then we also hear now allegations of the school resource officer also having his way with Sandra Birchmore as well. It's a twisted, twisted case. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney. Those are twisted enough. I want to ask you about the brothers, though, because you have William and Matthew. We have Matthew, who has the charges against him. William has not been charged with anything, but apparently, according to some documents, they allegedly had a sexual encounter 22 days before her death. He knew that she was pregnant with her brother's baby, but still, hey, why not, in their mind? Criminal charges here, probably not against him unless they can prove that this was going back to being a minor, correct?
I would agree so, and but there are allegations that Birchmore was involved with this program for years and years, including when she was a minor. So I'm sure they're looking into what happened during that interval of time before she became an adult.
It's another case, too, that involves Trooper Michael Proctor. He was one of the first ones on the scene of this and also signed off on the, yeah, it's a suicide, even though clearly it was not. Lots of questions there involving him. And yeah, it does kind of make you wonder, was he protecting the blue? Was he just sticking his head in the sand going, I don't want to know about it, but I'm not going to, I'll rule this as suicide. I mean, how much culpability do you think is going to be over on somebody like that who really wasn't a lead investigator? Cause it wasn't, there was nothing to investigate at that point in time, but you know, had it been, had they actually opened this up, you know, he would have played a great.
You know, when we look at the repeated allegations of police misconduct, especially with this locale and the police in this area, yeah, I've got to imagine that the feds might even be considering this for federal oversight at some point, and to really observe that department and what they're doing and making sure that there are no such controversies in the future, if possible.
I just learned this morning of another case that Trooper Michael Proctor was the head investigator on, a case that we started talking about far before Karen Reed. This started, January of, oh, I think it was last year. Was it last year? You know what I'm talking about? Anna Walsh, Brian Walsh.
Yeah.
Lead investigator there too. Now, Brian Walsh is one who I think very likely committed the crime. He had that Google history of, you know, how to clean up the crime. It was horrible. It was one of the stupidest Google history searches anyone could have ever done when your wife has been missing and there's literally blood in your basement. So I can't really say there's any like misdoings by Proctor or trying to set anybody up at this moment in time in this case, but what are the freaking odds that Proctor is involved in another major case that we've been keeping our eye on for quite some time. The same guy in all three of these, all involving you know, a female, not a suspect, but a female here that had their lives taken away. Birchmore and Anna Walsh. The other case, it's Karen Reed, who is the perpetrator allegedly. But I mean, it kind of blows the mind that this one individual, you know, shares the first person on the scene for all these cases in one small part of the country.
Yeah, Tony, when you see a black cloud that just seems to continually follow a police department, sometimes when there's smoke, there is fire. And as a former prosecutor, I've seen this. And there's a police department in Colorado that now has to answer to the feds, and they're watching everything that police department's doing. And there's stuff that's going on within that department that is not made public with respect to these cases and controversies. Yeah. And so, you know, this is just what we know about, and what we know about seems like a huge problem.
Well, and here's the thing with not every case is going to be that the cops are trying to weigh the scales by any means. But what the problem is once there's certain officers who have been seen to try and weigh the scales one way, then it starts casting doubt on these other cases that almost seem like slam dunks, that seem very, very, that the perpetrator is very guilty, like the Brian Walsh case. But then you're suddenly like, oh, what's going on with that case? And there's suddenly doubt that otherwise would not necessarily be in there. That's really dangerous when we're trying to, you know, lock away dangerous human beings. But when you have a dangerous officer out there who's bending the rules to their own will, you end up sometimes getting people off that otherwise shouldn't be simply because of someone's bad behavior over here.
So true. You know, police misconduct in illegitimate cases can affect legitimate cases and can cause, you know, victims to not get justice and it can erode the public's trust in police generally. And that can become a huge problem, especially in sort of a tight-knit locale where it matters. You know your police officers and you need to be able to trust them. And we look at cases like this in the Birchmore case, and for some folks, finding that trust is very hard right now.
It's going to be very hard, and it does start to make me wonder. They're even bringing up in the case of Anna Walsh and Brian Walsh, they are requesting Proctor's phone records and wanting to see what was going on there simply because of past behavior. I don't know if they're going to be getting them, but at this point, I guess, why not? You want to have a fair game. You don't want to leave anything to chance, because clearly there were a lot of things going on behind the scenes in these other cases. Who's not to say they're not going on over here as well?
Oh, sure, Tony. You think about, you know, in the Karen Reed case, there was at least one officer who allegedly dumped his phone on a military base, rightly or wrongly. And so, you know, are they going to be able to get these records and learn from them? Or has there been measures taken to prevent that from happening? That's a question on a lot of people's minds.
And I think the answer to that is probably going to be no, unless it's on a cloud somewhere that they are not aware of, or the phone company can get it back. But maybe. You never know. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.